During his ministry on earth, the Lord Jesus had told Peter that he would give him the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Peter first used the keys at Pentecost, when he preached his great sermon to the Jews in Jerusalem and had opened the door of the gospel to them. God had confirmed his message of salvation through faith in Christ by an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and the church at Jerusalem had been founded. A little later, the Holy Spirit was given to the Samaritans also through Peter's ministry, when he went to Samaria to pray for the believing disciples there and lay his hands on them after Philip had prepared the way by preaching Christ to them. With the conversion of Cornelius, the Roman centurion in Caesarea, Peter used the keys of the kingdom to unlock the door of salvation for the Gentiles. After announcing the good news of peace with God and eternal life through faith in Christ to Cornelius, his family, and close friends, he had explained the way of salvation to them by preaching the Lord's atoning work of redemption at the cross and his resurrection. Then the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message, and they began to speak in tongues and to praise God. The believing Jews who were with Peter were astonished to see that the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out on the Gentiles in the same way as on the Jews at Pentecost. Then Peter said, "Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he had them baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and he stayed with them for a few more days. The apostles and believers in Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went back to Jerusalem, the Jewish believers criticized him at first. "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them," they said. Then Peter carefully explained everything that had happened. He spoke about the vision of the different animals, reptiles, and birds he had had in Joppa, and how the Lord had ordered him to kill and eat, which he had refused to do, because the animals were unclean. Then he repeated the Lord's words, "Do not call anything impure what God has made clean." Peter told them about Cornelius, and how the Spirit had ordered him to go to the centurion's house without hesitation. He had announced Christ to the people gathered there, and the Holy Spirit came on them, he said, as he had come on us at the beginning. So if God gave them the same gift as he gave us, who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God? When the Jewish believers heard this, they made no further objections, and praised God that the Gentiles had also been granted repentance and the gift of eternal life. In the northern part of Syria, on the Orontes, lay the well-known metropolis of Antioch, the third largest city in the Roman Empire after Rome and Alexandria. There was a large community of Jews there, and many believers who had been scattered by the persecution which took place when Stephen was killed went to Antioch and even further and began to preach the gospel to the Jews. Some of them, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, began to tell the good news about Christ to the Greeks also. The Lord was with them, and a great crowd of Gentiles believed the gospel message and put their faith in Christ, so the first Gentile church was founded. When the believers in Judea heard about this, they sent Barnabas to Antioch to help the leaders of this new community. Barnabas was a man full of the Holy Spirit and faith. When he arrived and saw how God was blessing the people in that city, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord. The assembly there rapidly grew in number, as people were brought to faith in Christ through his ministry, and soon more help was needed. Then Barnabas thought of Saul, who had gone back to his hometown, Tarsus. So he set out for that city to look for Saul and bring him back to Antioch. For a whole year the two men worked together, announcing the gospel and teaching great numbers of people. The grace of God was with them, and the church prospered. It was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. Next episode, Peter's escape from prison.